Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. Good morning to you, and good morning also to all our delegates. I hope you had a nice evening and are ready for a very busy day. I apologize to my colleagues up on the podium here, but if I don't take my mask off when I'm speaking, I won't get to the end of the day. Absolutely right, Mr. Chair. We start this morning with the European Agreement on Main International Railway Lines. We have a number of issues in relation to this to discuss. First of all, as mentioned by our director yesterday, I am pleased to announce that the AGC now has 28 contracting parties following the accession of Turkmenistan to the agreement at the end of, during the summer of this year. In fact, I think the accession date was the 31st of August. I think, Mr. Chair, you would join me in welcoming Turkmenistan to the AGC family. Of course, discussions are ongoing with colleagues in Turkmenistan on the implementation of the AGC. In fact, we had a very fruitful discussion last week, specifically on this. And I think the working party would wish to encourage these to continue. These discussions, of course, have been focusing in particular on identifying the areas of Annex 1 of the AGC, which may need to be updated to better reflect the Turkmen network. Detailed information on the AGC, the text of the agreement, and a map of the AGC network, as well as, of course, the inventory of minimum standards stipulated in the agreement, and finally the relevant depository notifications, are all available on our website. In particular, I would like to draw your attention to the latest consolidated version of the AGC, which is document ECE Trans 63 Revision 4, which has been made available on the website recently, and finally is also available on print form. And the benefit of the screen, I can show you that we have a number of these copies now printed in the three languages. And we are happy, of course, to share those with delegates or interested parties, as they cannot pick them up in person in the room, as usually is the case. In relation to this, the working party may recall that at its last session, it had asked the Secretariat to prepare a document setting out the background, the benefits, and accession requirements for the AGC. This document has been prepared and is available in three languages, in document ECE Trans SC2 2020 number 2. And of course, further copies of the consolidated version, as I have just shown you, will be shared with this document as an attachment, this 2022 as an attachment, to further facilitate the understanding and the implementation of the agreement. In relation, you mentioned also amendments. In relation to amendments to the AGC, the working party may recall that at its last session in November 2019, it agreed the modifications set out in document 2019-9 proposed by the Russian Federation to amend Annex 1 of the AGC. These amendments were notified to the depository in New York on the 24th of March 2020, and following the conclusion of the silence procedure in September of this year, with no objections having been raised, these amendments will enter into force on the on the 24th of December 2020. If I may continue, Mr. Chair, apologies, I'm taking the floor for quite a long time. We have received also amendment proposals from the Republic of Serbia in relation to their network. These changes are set out in document ECE Trans SC2 2020 number 4. Unfortunately, colleagues from the Republic of Serbia are not able to be here this morning to present those changes, but as you will have seen from the document itself, many of the changes relate to updates of the Serbian network to reflect the boundary changes and the separation from Montenegro, which was not had not yet been implemented in the AGC. I would say that these changes mirror similar changes that the Republic of Serbia has requested to the European Agreement on Main Combined Transport Lines, the AGTC, which, as you know, is very closely related to the AGC, and the Secretariat, the two secretaries of SC2 and WP24, Lukasz, who is sitting next to me and is not hiding behind screens this morning, obviously being these changes are being undertaken in conjunction to make sure that the two agreements maintain their harmony and harmonization, and that there are no gaps or contradictions within these two agreements. So, Mr. Chair, apologies for taking the floor for so long. I would just like to ask, maybe if you would like to ask member states to agree or otherwise or comment on the amendment proposals proposed by the Republic of Serbia. Thank you very much.